Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Nightclub almost.
I am going to call that stress hotline.
Are you? Are you stressed out?
People now are stressing me out on Texnado.
Yeah.
I was having a good, fun day. Everything was fine. We're just making a little, you know, shenanigans, if you will, about the elections and stuff. You know, not thinking we'd bother anybody. But
or even influence anyone.
No, but apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
I am undereducated.
You are. Un-American. Undereducated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All kinds of stuff.
I'm a bear shamer, too.
Yes, that's true.
They call me bear shamer. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a little rough in here today.
It's a little tough, people.
A little tough on election
Woo!
Day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You know what? Y'all just go to the polls. Okay? Listen. Y'all just go to the polls. Cast your vote. That's what you do.
Yeah.
We're just having a little shenanigans, as you like to call it, right? Yeah.
I'm going to go vote and get my sticker today. I have to go to the sheriff's station in order to vote.
Oh, God.
I hope they don't search me.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't like to be searched.
All right. So you know where you're going? Because earlier off the air, you're like, I don't even know how I do this. Where do I go? Whatever.
You know, I figured it out. But thank God for Google. I went to Google. I put in my zip code.
Okay.
And I just put a voting station. I put 80127 voting station. And boom, it pops up.
It just pops up.
It just tells you exactly where to go.
That internet's crazy, isn't it?
It's so a wonderful thing.
Wow. Speaking of that, did you see the study that came out about office phones? I know it doesn't really go here, but it was kind of, you know, about the internet and stuff. So people are so used to using their cell phones that they said that people are intimidated to use their office phones, that they have too many buttons, the speaker part, all that stuff. They would rather call clients and do different things on their cell phone than use the gigantic, what they're calling the gigantic phone on their desks in their cubicles. They say it's terrifying. And you know what is funny about that?
What's that?
Is that we had a conference call with Sleep Number, and we have this gigantic phone in the conference room. None of us can figure out how to put it on speaker and do the different, how to get out of the, because you have to first dial a code to get out of the building.
Yeah.
And then you have to dial a number to get to Sleep Number corporate offices.
Right.
So we literally tried it forever, and we're going to miss the conference call, so we used my phone.
Yeah, I've just
set it in the middle.
I've seen meetings in that room with that phone before where they had to call in like an expert.
Yeah.
They had to call in somebody in the building, like the only person,
Ben.
Ben's the only person that knows how to work a phone in here.
Exactly.
And so you have to call him in emergency situations because nobody knows how to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's just so easy on your own phone. Anyway. Let's see here. A couple of things for you. Oh, boy. Where do I start? Stand by. Let me find it. Oh, I know. This is so great. Chelsea Handler showed us her boobs, and now we're all going to vote.
Yeah.
That is great. God,
I wonder how she came up with that, and I wonder if it's effective.
Chelsea Handler stripped naked to encourage people to vote today in the midterm elections. In the video she posted on Instagram, she is topless and wearing only her big girl panties, and she writes, "Please vote. Here's my boobs." I'm like, oh, my God, it worked for me.
Yeah, I don't get the connection, but...
What?
What?
I thought you said it affected you, too. That you were like, oh, my God, before Chelsea Handler's boobies, seeing her areolas, her big balonies on her chest, I wasn't going to vote.
I said that?
Yeah.
Boy, I got to watch my language. No,
you didn't say...
I can't believe I said that.
Yeah.
By the way, I said baloney.
You said the big old balonies that she, yeah, you said it was baloney.
Sean, do you remember me saying that?
Definitely remember balonies.
Well, I'll vote.
Hey, yeah. Oh, God. See, told you. Yep. The Spice Girls, gosh, I'm so excited about this. They did not break the internet as promised, but... The Spice Girls have announced their reunion tour, and it's going to be fantastic. Here's how the announcement went yesterday.
Girls, do you think I'm too old for bunches?
Hello, ladies. I'm ready.
Jerry.
What?
What is that?
Jerry, we were all on the email.
We did say we are all going to be in black tuxedos.
Melanie.
Now, ask yourself, is that a black tuxedo?
Melanie.
I think you'll find you are in fact wearing a sparkly blue dress.
We're going on tour.
It's people need to see it to believe it.
Can you pass me that
Spice Girls and Jerry.
Girls.
Melanie.
Seriously, we can't be falling out now if we're going on tour.
La la la, la
come on, girls.
La la la, 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 la la.
And joining us now is the Spice Girls with the shock announcement of their UK tour.
You know what I think they're doing? They're going to do a UK tour.
Yeah.
If it doesn't go so well, it's done. No US.
Totally agree with you.
If it goes great, mm-hmm. sellouts, yeah. the demand is there, and the word starts spreading on social media, maybe they'll bring it to the US.
I agree with you.
So they're
going to
just try it. Let's see.
Amen, brother. Amen. That's what's going to happen. But anyway, you know, I think if I was over in London on a little trip, I think I'd buy a ticket just for fun. I mean, yeah. It'd be fun to see him in London. You know, you'd be like, yeah. Oh. And that's one of those things you could tell people, like, right. Oh, my God. Like, Julio Iglesias. Where is he from?
Is he Spain?
Cuba?
That's not a good one, then. Name somebody else that they're really oriented towards. Like, I see Celine Dion in Canada.
Yeah.
It's more authentic.
In the homeland.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yes! Like, I think probably 21 Pilots gives a better show in Ohio because it's their hometown. Don't you think that people that from their hometowns give a bigger and better show?
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah,
because their mom and dad and their uncle never and really aunts thought are about there. It. And, like, they're going to give it all you can. Why are you staring at me like that? Sean got it.
I'm worried about
it. Why did Sean get it and you didn't get it? Sean, do another one real quick. It's like
going to see Gloria Estefan in Cuba.
She's from Miami.
No, she's not.
She's from Cuba.
She's from Miami.
She's from Cuba. Isn't she?
Gloria in the Time Machine.
Isn't she from Cuba?
I think it's Miami.
No, she was like a child.
Maybe her family was.
She was a child that came over in a boat.
Born in Havana, Cuba.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Boom.
Boom.
I don't think you'd see her in Cuba, actually.
Might go back to the
homeland.
I don't
think they allow her to even go there.
That wasn't the point of the example.
All right. Anyway, no, I'm not okay. And I told you I've had 2 hours of sleep, and so I am a lunatico.
Is it like Garth Brooks in Nashville, Sean?
No, I don't think he's originally from Nashville. No.
Tried to trick you.
No, I don't
know. He's from Oklahoma.
Wait, it's like.
Can we move on?
Well, yeah, but you, then you
good
brought,
Lord.
Look, you brought us back.
It's like going to see Rush in Canada. Because they're all Canadian.
Told you we should have stopped.
It's like going to see U2 in Ireland.
Yes!
You guys
oh
will
my
listen.
God, that is
one
so of these good. Days. No, he did it. He did the crown jewel.
Well, yeah, after about six tries.
Well, so what? We got there. Sean, you ended it perfectly. It's like seeing U2 in Ireland. Thank you.
Woo.
Oh, my God. That was so difficult and stuff.
Woo! Sure was.
I'm exhausted.
Very difficult.
I'm exhausted.
Listen
hey, let me ask you this, because my kid doesn't have to go to school today.
What's that?
Why are we working?
Because I don't think the federal law affects you and I because of our hours.
Yeah.
You know, because they put out a memo here at the radio station now, and I'm sure that everybody on your way to work, you probably got the same thing. Do you know by law that you are allowed 3 hours to go out and vote today at the polls? So if you work in, say, let's 9 to 5, there's no 3 hour window from 7 a.m. till 9 and from 5 p.m. till 7. So you get some time off today.
I don't even know what he said. Yeah, huh?
But that doesn't affect you and I because we get out of here at 10.
Such a shame.
Got plenty of time.
By the way, everybody's saying, hey, you dumb asses, you missed the perfect one. Run One Republic in Denver. Of course we did. That's the ultimate.
Way to go, you two.
Well, and guess what? Not only that is, since we were comparing it, we have a way for you to see the ultimate band in the ultimate city.
Way to go, you two.
That was amazing.
You missed your most obvious.
Yeah, December the 4th.
Way to go.
Go to Alice1059.com and you can see One Republic from where? Colorado. Oh, my God. So obvious, wasn't it? So obvious. Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, has suffered another stroke. That is a bummer.
It's not good.
Not good at all. George Clooney is auctioning off his, no, not auctioning. He's donating his Harley Davidson to help veterans.
Well, good for him. He's a good guy.
Well, after he crashed, he shouldn't get on that bike again.
Yeah. He's not a good rider, I guess.
No. He needs to look both ways. The cycle is one of George Clooney's newest, and it's a limited edition. It only has 25 miles on it, and the retail price is $28,000.
I thought maybe it was the wrecked one he was giving.
Oh, that would have been good. I don't think so. Do you work out? Well, then you're probably suffering from premature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
It says a new study, men who exercise regularly can last twice as long as in bed. Wow.
Wow. Twice as long?
Twice as long.
Well, who wants to do that? There you go. You deserve that. You deserve it, guys.
What?
That'll teach you to go to the gym.
Oh, my God. You're so wrong. No. What? That is not supposed to be your attitude.
What are you talking about?
Researchers found that men who jog, they cycle, or lift weights for 40 minutes each day get an extra 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
See, there you go. I knew there was some type of, you know, something you're going to pay the price at some point. So, and this is it.
A side effect.
Yep.
A horrible side effect.
Extra 5 minutes.
Men who don't exercise or only walk for 30 minutes or less a week, 24 minutes.
24 minutes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
24 minutes?
Yeah. That's a good goal.
What?
You've lost me now.
What?
Why is that more?
No, I guess it'd tack on more than that. Yeah, 24 minutes seems wrong, doesn't it? I probably read that wrong. I think it says, as I look at it, 2 to 4. Yeah.
Not 24. No.
Not 24. Oh, 2 to 4 minutes. Yeah, sorry. You guys both had a heart attack. Yeah. It felt inadequate, didn't you?
Yeah, wow.
No, 2 to 4 minutes.
2 to 4 is more in the wheelhouse now. Very reasonable. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I saw the 2 and the 4, and my brain put them together as 24.
No,
I had a dream.
That's why we were both like, what? You know, 2 to 4 and get a cookie.
Because you're low blood sugar?
Yeah. I got to I get weak.
Oh, my God. All right. I think my time here is done. There you go. Tell me, Drew.
Boy, you nailed that.
Woo!
Report.
So good.
Yeah, we can always count on you.
You're welcome.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.